Placebos. They're all over the news recently thanks to the latest episode of the Horizon TV documentary series, The Placebo Experiment, which got us thinking here at Inside Health about the mysteries of the placebo effect. What does the evidence actually tell us? How might placebos be working? And should we do more to harness their power? The British Medical Journal has recently devoted an editorial to prescribing placebos. It was written by Ted Kapchuk, Professor of Medicine at Harvard, and he joins us on the line from Cambridge, Massachusetts now. Ted, your article talks about open-label placebo, telling a patient that they are getting a dummy pill rather than pretending it's an active drug. Does that still work?
Well, until now, everyone believed that was impossible because everyone had a theory of placebo that it's all in your conscious awareness. You have to believe in it. And until we did the first experiments on this, it was considered totally ridiculous. We decided to do those experiments because we said it had never been tested. And we've given placebos in randomized controlled trials to many different conditions at this point. There are many studies going on now that demonstrate that people can still have a placebo response even if they know it's placebo. This is if it's prescribed by a physician in a medical context, I should emphasize. And I think what this shows is that our previous theories about placebo, that it's what you believe makes you better, positive thinking, mind cure, are actually not necessarily true.
So what is going on?
To be honest, I don't know. That's the bottom line. But I think what's going on is that it's become very clear with some research in the last 5-7 years that responses to placebo are activated by non-conscious processes. My team, other teams have demonstrated that different areas in the brain are activated even when you're not aware you're getting a placebo, and that neurotransmitters are released even when you're not aware. It's a kind of embodied cognition, a kind of knowing without being aware that actually has become more and more plausible in neuroscience. I think that's what's going on. But again, this is still pretty cutting edge.
Do we actually need the placebo component? Could it just simply be the interaction with a healthcare professional of some sort? We're giving the pill to complete the deal.
Absolutely good question. In all our experiments, we controlled for the doctor-patient relationship. Both arms, the one with placebo and usual care or just usual care, had the same interaction, the same time with the physician, the same words until the last minute we opened up the envelope. Both groups got better, but the people taking placebo got much better. I assume that a doctor-patient relationship is important and helpful, but these experiments demonstrate that was not sufficient or did not make a placebo response as big as the arm that was taking open-label, honestly prescribed placebos.
One of the main advantages, from my perspective as a clinician of using open-label placebos, is that there's no deception involved. You're not using a sham treatment. You're not conning the patient if you like. But how do the patients respond themselves to being told that they'll be given a dummy treatment?
First, I believe that the open-label placebo is probably one of the most radically honest treatments ever given to human beings. There's an honesty that patients respect deeply because most of all our patients are refractory. I mean, they've been to doctors before. They've been a treadmill of despair and hope. So if someone told them, "Oh, you're going to get better," they know that's not true. Hearing a doctor say, you know, "Let's try and see what happens," is a radical statement of honesty. And most doctors don't believe this, including myself. This is crazy. So how do patients react? They laugh, they giggle, they say, "You must be kidding. Do you really think that this could work?" And our physicians never say it's going to work. They say, "Let's see what happens." When we started this, we say we have no idea if it's going to work, with radical uncertainty. And now we can say it sometimes seems to work. So our patients think it's interesting, it's novel. We've recruited patients for these trials and had much less trouble recruiting patients than in drug trials that we've performed.
And in terms of degree of response, I mean, looking at some of the more spectacular cases that you must have seen, what sort of response are you seeing?
Well, you know, a good drug, many good drugs really get about a third people get sufficient benefit. One third nothing happens. We're getting similar kinds of results. On the average, people have a significant and clinical meaningful response to open-label placebo in the trials that we've done so far.
What would you like to see happen next?
Well, I think we need more evidence. This is really proof of principle research. We need to treat people for longer, larger samples. We need some mechanistic studies. But I really think that underneath it all, there's a possibility that we have the potential to honestly, ethically, transparently harness something that we've been neglecting for a long time, the placebo effect. I think if I think patients are willing to try it. I'm not sure the medical community is ready to try it. People have been trained to look for very good drugs and very good procedures. But if there's courage and compassion, I think this is really a unique way of offering patients with subjective complaints, complaints of self-appraisal, another option that might relieve many of them.
Well, it's certainly a very different approach to what's currently offered. Professor Ted Kapchuk, thank you very much. And there's more information on placebos on the Inside Health page of the Radio 4 website, where you can also subscribe to the podcast service so you need never miss another episode.